If you head to the supermarket to buy some appetizers, you'll notice that some mighty fancy cheeses are crowding the dairy aisle these days. In many parts of the country, small farms are diversifying and offering up new varieties. Amy Mayer of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media traveled to rural Iowa to find out what's behind the artisan cheese boom.
Come on. I see some movement in this direction.
Kevin Dietzel is calling for the cows to come home here at Lost Lake Farm near Jewell, Iowa. He'd always been interested in dairy farming, but when he finally decided to give it a go, he found himself here in central Iowa, where fertile cropland is expensive and dairy herds are few. Milk prices are notoriously unstable but reliably low, meaning most dairy farms need to make money on volume. Dietzel knew his farm would always be small, so he took a different tack.
My business plan for that was to add value to that milk by making cheese.
Which explains this building. It has a milking parlor on one end and, through a separate entrance, a near-sterile-looking room filled with stainless steel and food-grade plastic. Dietzel trades his warm hat and coat for a hairnet and apron and gets to work massaging curds into a wheel of cheese that's hung in a plastic mesh bag in the climate-controlled cheese cave, or storage area. Dietzel's signature product is Ingrid's Pride, made using his own technique and featuring a unique flavor related to the grasses his cows eat. Dietzel's handmade small-batch processing means he can sell his cheese for more than a big company like Kraft or Cabot.
That means we have to do something that's a little bit more original and is also going to be worth that money, so hopefully we're doing that.
Dietzel is part of a growing number of Midwest dairy operators choosing smaller herds and on-farm processing. Iowa State University dairy scientist Stephanie Clark says in her 7 years here, she's seen about 1 to 2 new startups a year make the investment in cheese.
It's amazing the history that we have in Iowa on its own. And then we have quite a lot of success throughout the Midwest.
The math can make sense. With a back-of-the-envelope calculation, Clark says one cow's milk might yield a farmer $13 a day. Turning that milk to cheese, she says, could gross $105.
We are talking about specialty cheese. We're talking about smaller farms. Can be artisan, can be farmstead.
Any place making cheese on the same site where the cows are raised and milked. Obviously, there are expenses beyond what a milk-only dairy has. But these small, all-in-one businesses hope to make money with cheeses that fetch a premium price, as long as they have a market. The cheese shop here in Des Moines opened 5 years ago. Owner C.J. Bienert combs the Midwest for the best varieties, even stocking a small amount of an apple cider washed rarity from Michigan's Upper Peninsula that he sells for $50 a pound. It's the ultimate local foodie indulgence.
But it sells. You buy a tenth of a pound, you know, $5 worth, a very small little taste, and it's a treat.
Many of Bienert's other options are still special, but more reasonable. Right now, he says about 70% of the cheeses in the shop are domestic.
I really do believe in the next 5 years, we'll be able to be 80 to 90% American artisan, and we'll have at least a half a dozen, if not a dozen more producers here in Iowa.
Bienert also features cheeses from Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, and other regions of the country. A simple cheese-centric menu attracts a lunch crowd.
I'm a big blue cheese fan, but anything soft and stinky is what I like.
That's Cassie Valick, a customer from nearby Newton, Iowa.
I like the Prairie Breeze cheddar. I think those are probably my two favorites. I'm fairly new to Iowa, so I like to get out and explore and try all of the options here.
She's just the kind of customer who may help encourage other small, creative dairy farmers to work with their milk until they can sell it as cheese. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Mayer.